I've been told by the doctors whom I consulted, some have told they will do open surgery, some would do microdiscectomy with a 2 cm cut. Gore's system is 8 mm incision, which is stitchless and under local anesthesia. So basically, what is the difference between open surgery, microdiscectomy and Gore's system of surgery, and which type of surgery has a greater success rate? This is a very fundamental question which has to be clarified very well. First thing is, most of the patients only see the skin incision because that is what remains on their back as a scar. So telling you that the scar is going to be only 2 centimeters or 1 centimeter or 8 millimeter or whatever is actually irrelevant. What you do inside is much more important. In case of open surgery, the open surgery looks more like a cone, that is the top of the surgery on the skin is a small incision. But as you go on digging the tissues, you realize that you are not able to tackle the tissue by cutting more. So ultimately, when you see the surgery, it is like a cone where you have a big incision on the skin and a very small cone-like narrowing down up to the target. In open surgery, the muscles are denervated. They are paralyzed because the nerves are cut. They may undergo scarring. They may undergo changes of reduction in blood supply. There is a lot of bone which is removed from the body, and this removal of bone can cause instability or unstable spine, which smartly many doctors cover up by telling you to undergo fixation by use of screws and plates and rods. Open surgery also has to be done essentially under general anesthesia. So many times the benefits of surgery cannot be given to the patients who are at an advanced age but having very severe suffering. Microdiscectomy is definitely an advance over open surgery, where a microscope is used to magnify what is seen. Apart from the ability to see the structures better, there is no other advantage of microscope used during surgery. The incision becomes smaller at the skin. There are various variations of microdiscectomy or various other additional things like tube assisted or tube and endoscope assisted surgeries, where it is very, very misleading nomenclature, where they also call themselves as minimally invasive surgery. The skin incision is very small, but under the skin you will find there is a large dissection, the same denervation and paralysis of the muscles, there is a cutting of the bone, and there is a cutting of the tissues which may make the whole spine unstable. In addition, the surgery essentially is done under general anesthesia. There could be a need for blood transfusion and a need for hospitalization. In case of microdiscectomy, as I said, it is definitely an advantage and an advancement over open surgery, but ultimately the same philosophy is used, except that you are seeing the things big so you can tackle them better. In case of our surgery, the Gore system surgery, we have entirely a different philosophy altogether, and our surgery is directed by the pain generator, that is the tissue which has undergone breakdown, which is reacted by the nerves of the body, and the pain is actually generated at that spot. So our surgery precisely targets the pain-causing tissue, and that too, we directly land on the tissue without touching anything else, and therefore we are able to tackle this problem in a much more precise way. The main advantage in addition is our surgery can be done under local anesthesia, and since the tube is only 8 millimeters, there is no need of stitching. One more important thing is we do not cut any muscle, we do not paralyze any muscle, so the muscle strength and therefore the recovery of function and rehabilitation is much, much simpler and much easier after the Gore system of surgery. Many, many surgeons are not able to distinguish between the open, the microdiscectomy, the tube-assisted surgeries, and a surgery done through the foramen under local anesthesia by Gore system, because they get lost in the language. They get lost in the words called as minimally invasive endoscopy and then microdiscectomy, nano this, micro that. We have to remember that the surgery is advised many times to relieve a certain problem. If we are able to target our efforts to directly land on the problem after a precise diagnosis, and we do not create new problems like the muscle paralysis or injury to the nerve, cutting open of the dural sac, or excessive bleeding, and of course additional instability which will need added screws and rods and plates, then Gore system should be chosen over all other systems. The main objection then many surgeons would have is that our system, that is the stitchless surgery under local anesthesia by Gore system, may have certain limitations and it may not be applicable in all possible problems in the back. This is again a misunderstanding. We are able to do almost all the surgeries which are done open, except putting the screws and making the back more stable if it is unstable and causing problems. So we must think of these issues about the surgery and the contents of the surgery below the skin. If you have something which looks only good at the skin, but it hides many other problems inside, you should be wary of taking up those choices.